What about rucaparib? That was also approved not that long ago in December.
Right, December of 2016. 2016 was a good year for GYN oncology. We received another indication for the second PARP inhibitor, rucaparib. And rucaparib approval expanded this now to an earlier group. So someone would be eligible for rucaparib as long as they had two prior chemotherapies. And they could have a somatic mutation in BRCA1 or BRCA2. It wasn't just limited to the germline mutation carriers, which is important. This drug was approved with a companion diagnostic for specifically the purpose of evaluating for somatic mutations in the tumor. So expanded the label, and I think that that is very exciting. It also put another drug on the market, which extends competition. And the side effect profile is a little bit different. It's also easier. The formulation's easier. It's four tablets total, two in the morning, two at night. And the side effect profile, it still has a similar anemia, maybe slightly higher. There can be increase in your LFTs and increase in creatinine, but often the increase in LFTs and creatinine are not clinically significant.
So now we have a situation where the patients could get it earlier. And as you say, not just the genetic or germline mutations, but also somatic or mutations within the tumor.